all-time Marlin great, Charles Johnson, all-time Miami Hurricane great, Charles Johnson, World Series champion. CJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. So what do you make of that? Like tomorrow, you know, it's opening day across baseball. But I mentioned how, like, last week, of course, you had the opening series, which took place in Tokyo. What do you make of baseball opening up in Tokyo? Like, would you have been against that if you were playing and you had to fly over to Tokyo and open up your season out there?
No, I would have been fine with it. I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, we all used to baseball starting here in the States. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we definitely understand that the whole thing is really trying to, you know, put baseball on the global map, and I would have definitely been for it, not against it.
It's a little weird, though, right, where they go and they play two games out there, and obviously because, you know, you're a baseball player, you got to keep your rhythm. That's super important. They come back and they play Cactus League games before then more regular season games get started. That's a little odd, right?
That's very odd, yes, very odd. You would think they'll come back and really jump into the season, but maybe because of the travel schedule, they're really trying to get them time to get themselves together a little bit. It is definitely a lot of flying. I've definitely been over there, so I know that travel is really tough on your body.
Charles Johnson, of course, we got the word a couple days ago, is congratulations, position with the team here. CJ and Gabby Sanchez and Seabass, Alex Gonzalez, are our new ambassadors, okay, for the Marlins. So first up, tell me how that came about. The team reach out to you. Do you tell the team, hey, I want to be a part of things? How'd that go down?
Well, I mean, it was a combination of both. I came in definitely early on and chatting with Jeter a little bit, especially with the relationship I had with Jeter some years ago. We played together in the Arizona Fall League before we became big leaguers, and having a chance to play against him a lot of years in baseball. And so it was kind of a combination of both. And they definitely gave me a call and said, hey, they would love to have me on board and be one of the ambassadors. And I was very excited about it because, I mean, Marlins is definitely a team that's always going to be close to my heart, being the first pick of the Marlins and having a chance to bridge the gap between the community and the organization. And so I'm definitely excited about it. Definitely, you know, Gabby and Alex are two wonderful guys to be able to work with and do the same thing.
And so what's your deal tomorrow? What do you got going on tomorrow for opening day?
Well, for opening day, I come in and probably just going to go to fifth base and really meet some sponsors and meet some folks that see the ticket holders and I probably make some sweet visits and maybe some on the field stuff. I have no idea, but when I get there, I find out. But for me, it's always exciting to have a chance to go to the stadium and be around the game of baseball.
When what would happen if Charles Johnson stepped into the batting cage tomorrow? What would that look like?
I tell you what, it would not be pretty at all. I mean, I think best I can probably give the Marlins is a half an inning, and catching and trying to come to plate and hit is going to be very difficult because I haven't hit a baseball in a long time. And I know I had a softball game in Marlins Stadium, and it was tough hitting a slow pitch softball. So
yep.
I know it'd be very difficult to step in the batter's box right now.
How are the knees doing these days? The knees holding up?
You know, my knees are doing great. I had no issue with my knees. I played all those years in the big league, and I hurt my knee really jogging in the street after I retired. I was jogging. I stepped in a hole, and I tore my meniscus, and really that's been my knee issues my entire life after baseball. Stepped in a hole and hurt my knee. So other than that, my knees are doing great.
All right. Good to hear. We got Charles Johnson here with us again. Marlins opening day. It's tomorrow. It's here. It's tomorrow. They have the Colorado Rockies for four games. First pitch tomorrow at Marlins Park is 4:10. Have you gotten a little preview of Marlins Park recently, as far as the new additions and that kind of stuff? Have you seen what they got going on?
Yeah, I kind of noticed the statue is definitely gone, and they have the big like a green ivy kind of wall back there, and which is definitely a change. And also the Diamond Club has changed quite a bit, whereas that now you can leave out of the Diamond Club and walk straight onto the field and see the field. So those were some great addition that was changed. And so I'm pretty excited to see how this is going to work out this year.
We were just asking earlier on the show, I love the look of the left center field now without the home run sculpture, where they built this, you know, this terrace where you could, you know, standing room and you can hang out there. That's obviously a great idea. Do you have any idea where the home run sculpture is these days? What do they do with it? Like did Goodwill come and pick it up? Where is it?
I have no idea where that sculpture is at. I tell you, that's been a lightning rod for quite a few years, that sculpture. So who knows where that thing is at. Without a doubt, I really love the fact that they have the standing room areas in the stadium, because that's going to give some folks that really come into a stadium that really doesn't have the finance to really come out of their pocket for some big tickets, to be able to come in and really enjoy themselves and watch a baseball game.
Now, as a catcher, I mean, you had to study all the pitchers on your rotation. You knew everyone's weaknesses and strengths. Can you tell me, obviously, Jose Ureña, he's on the mound tomorrow. Can you give us a little bit of a preview of this Marlins rotation that we're looking at?
Well, I mean, it's going to be, I think, a very exciting rotation. I mean, you got Ureña, definitely. He's that guy that's going to, they're going to carry the load, and then you're looking at Lopez, Smith, and Richards. I mean, so it's going to be pretty exciting to see how it's going to go. I mean, we all know it's going to be a young team, and when you have a young team, there's definitely going to be some ups and downs, but at the same time, there's going to be some spurts where that they're going to just play out of their lights and not understand what's going on. And so I believe, definitely with the addition of Granderson, and, Brinson is doing his thing in the spring, and with the addition of new catchers, Mafaro and Wallach, I mean, we'll see how this thing is going to work out. But I'm pretty excited about it. I think they're going to do well. You got, guys like Anderson and, guys that are around that's going to be some staples for the team for a long time, I believe.
And how about as far as baseball as a whole, we know the pace of play, the speed of the game, that kind of stuff is always a very big deal. Is that kind of stuff an issue to you?
It's not a big deal to me. I mean, the game has been played this way for a long time. And if you really love the game of baseball, it really doesn't bother me at all. I mean, the game is it's played the way it's played. I know they're trying to speed the game up and really trying to find some ways to really bring some excitement into the game and bring more people to the stadium. I looked at that, and the way I see it, too, is that there are a lot of big league ball players that used to be on the bench that's not on the bench anymore. Prime example, when I came in the league, there were guys around that hung around veteran guys like Terry Pendleton, Andre Dawson. Those guys on the last leg of their careers, they played 15 years, but they hung around for extra 3 years. Those guys on ball clubs bring excitement to teams. I mean, they bring more fans to the stadium, and nowadays there are a lot more younger guys on the team. And so you're missing that old school veteran guy that's sitting on the bench and could possibly bring more people to the stadium. And so that, to me, that's the changes that are made in the game today that I've seen when I played years ago.
And how about as a catcher? I mean, this is the kind of thing that would have affected you. Certain amount of visits to the mound, okay, that's a limit there. And also, I don't remember if they passed this rule, if they were thinking of passing this rule, but the idea that, the specialists, the left-handed pitchers, where, they're not going to be able to face just a single batter. Does that kind of stuff matter to you?
It doesn't matter, but it's definitely a different change in the game. I mean, the game has definitely changed, whereas that with the analytics and the shift that's going on and with the certain pitchers and the specialists, it has definitely changed tremendously. And it's not played the same as where it used to be. But, hey, I mean, the way analytics has changed the game, and you can see why it's changed tremendously.
Yeah, and how about that? You mentioned the shift right there. I think it's fine for the fielders to shift. Why can't they shift? Put the ball in play in the other direction of the field. Am I right about that?
I mean, you're right. I mean, what I don't understand is that why some hitters just go ahead and just try to get you a couple hits in the hole where they're giving it to you. I mean, if they're giving you a certain place, I would try to hit it over there. I mean, you guaranteed to get a hit a game probably. Because of the shift.
I mean, can you imagine in the NFL if you weren't allowed to play a certain type of defense? Right?
Exactly. I mean, if they're giving it to you, I don't see why you go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
And so I think what happens is that you're used to hitting a certain way, and you just figure, I just don't want to change. And so, but I look at it and say, if they give you a certain place, I will work on trying to hit it in that hole and my batting average tremendously.
Well, look, CJ, we're glad you're going to be around a lot more often, okay? That's congrats on the gig, and Marlin fan is certainly looking forward to the start of the season tomorrow. We appreciate you joining us for a few minutes today.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me this morning.